little more Spanglish Fly to get us in the mood. Some great stuff. We'll talk about that in just a second. Our good friend Sean Stone is here. He is our cultural correspondent here to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens, as he always does. And we welcome him to the program this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm fine.
Excellent. Good. So you went to go see a movie. What was it?
I saw Wonder Park.
What is Wonder Park?
It is an animated film about a little girl with an active imagination, and she and her mother fill up their time dreaming up this amusement park, which is sort of like Disneyland on steroids. And then her mother gets sick, and she sort of gets disaffected from the idea. And then she has sort of a personality crisis and imagines that it's real. But it's a children's movie, so it isn't harrowing. It's charming. And she ends up in the real park, and she has to save it from the zombie chimpanzees.
Of course.
Yes.
But
John Oliver is the voice of the porcupine, and he's fantastic. He's the standout in the film. He's very, very funny. He should do a lot of animated voiceovers.
Why does that not surprise me that he's the standout?
Yes.
It's called Wonder Park, and
it's colorful. It's fun. There was only one bodily function joke, so that only knocks it down from like A- to A.
Oh, okay.
You know, so, I would definitely say you can take your kids and not be offended by it.
Excellent. It's Wonder Park. All right, let's talk about what's happening on area stages and screens throughout our region beginning tonight.
Yes, the Park Playhouse people are doing a production of Urinetown, suitably dark and grim musical comedy for our age.
Maybe a little bit different than Wonder Park.
Yeah, a little bit different, yes. It's at the Cohoes Music Hall in Cohoes. It opens tonight at 7. It runs through Sunday, March 31st. It's like Thursday. Look up on the website. It's like weekends. Also tonight at the Lobby in Albany, here on beautiful Central Avenue, it's John Collin. He is a experimental guitarist from England. He's lived in Sweden for a few years. It's the kind of interesting, unusual act that comes through Albany rarely. So that's it's worth checking out. The opening acts are Parashi and Horse Apples. That's tonight at the Low Beat at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Stanley Center for the Arts in Utica, it's Imagination Journey. The one thing that is stressed in everything I've read about this performance is that it's not affiliated with Cirque Dreams. So there must have been some sort of bad breakup.
Oh, yeah. All right.
But it's a Cirque kind of thing, and it's gotten really nice reviews. So.
Okay. So somebody survived. And
survived, and they're moving on with
it. And they're on an imagination journey.
That's
as
right.
We speak. Okay.
Exactly. Friday night in the MPAC Concert Hall at RPI in Troy, they're showing the film Sanctuary with music and sound by Carlos Casas, Chris Watson, and Tony Myatt. At 7:30, it's about an elephant's journey, and some poachers are trying to get it. And of course, they've got like an array of speakers, and the sound is going to be manipulated live, and it's only $6. So you can get the
elephants wandering for $6, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, you can get the full MPAC experience where you like feel the sound in your bones in that beautiful concert hall.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. It is called Sanctuary. All right.
Saturday night at the Mahawi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Close Encounters with Music will present pianist Ina Falix and cellist Yehuda Hanani with Troika a la Rus. That is an all-Russian program of Rachmaninoff, Prokofiev, and Scriabin. That's at 6 o'clock Saturday in Great Barrington. As we heard in the opening music, the exciting Spanglish Fly will be in Massmoka's Club B10 Saturday night at 8 o'clock. They're doing like a revival of that early 60s Spanish Harlem sound, and it's just exciting and fun, and it's great stuff.
Good stuff. We've been listening to it this morning. It's a lot of fun. Spanglish Fly at Massmoka on Saturday night.
The de Blasi's Chamber Music Series at the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls continues Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock with Sister Show Me Eternity. This is a multimedia performance based on the works of Emily Dickinson, featuring Sylvia Stoner and Jennifer Nash and Sharon O'Campbell.
Sounds very cool.
It does. Also Sunday at 3 o'clock in Troy at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, English actor David Payne will be presenting An Evening with C.S. Lewis. I guess it's an afternoon with C.S. Lewis. But he's been doing it for 17 years, so.
Yeah, we had him in here not too long ago. He was talking about it. It's a fascinating fascinating journey and very well known for doing this.
So. Yeah, and Lewis was an interesting guy. You know, he had a very interesting life. And
a cool place to see at a Troy Savings Bank Music Hall.
Yes. And then Sunday night at 7 o'clock at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, it's Gulfstrom. This is a quartet. It's a sort of a musical journey through old Europe of the 20s. It's klezmer, it's gypsy music, it's all kind of old European sounds, and they actually give you some background on what the music is, and it just seems really cool.
Okay. It's Gulfstrom at Cafe Lena. All right.
And then Wednesday night at the New York State Writers Institute, we'll present at the Tech Valley Center of Gravity in Troy. Sarah Kessler, The Future of Work. She, of course, wrote that book, Gigged, about how we're all screwed, especially us ex-journalists. Nothing personal to add here. It's about the gig economy.
Yes.
And I'm sure she'll have words of inspiration for all of us. I guess Tech Valley's still a thing.
Yeah.
I always wonder when aspirational branding becomes what it aspired to.
That's a great question.
I would like someone to answer that one. Bunch of new movies and one old one opening this weekend. Of course, we've got Jordan Peele's Us.
Yes.
Which looks terrifying.
Okay. Which we want, right?
I guess. Why not? I'm scared enough, but okay. We've got Gloria Bell, which is a remake of the Chilean film Gloria. Stars Julianne Moore. It's getting great reviews. Apparently she's wonderful in it. John Turturro. Transit. Which is from that great German director, Christoph Petzold, who made, he's made a number of good movies, but this is set during the fall of France, you know, when the Germans have taken over, but it's shot in contemporary France.
Oh, wow.
So it's there's this dissonance that's apparently really disturbing.
That sounds neat. It's Transit.
And finally, Cruel Intentions is back in theaters. I thought it was just going to be like a one-shot deal for the 20th anniversary, but no, it's all week. It's getting a full run. Reese Witherspoon, Ryan Philippe, Sarah Michelle Gellar in their version of Dangerous Liaisons. And I have to say, I've never seen it.
Oh, how did that happen?
I don't know. I guess I'd had enough Dangerous Liaisons by then. There'd been two versions.
So. Yeah, but that's not... You should... Oh, you have to see it. Oh, it's
is it?
Yeah, sure.
I will definitely go see it.
Now I'm looking up because I think it's next. Is it next week? It is. It's next week on the 29th. The musical comes to Proctor's.
Ah,
there's a Cruel Intentions musical, and they're coming to Proctor's on March 29th, and they have all the great music. They'll do the songs from jukebox story of Cruel Intentions.
Like the 90s music?
Yeah.
So it's like Captain Marvel.
Yeah, like Bittersweet.
Yeah.
Bittersweet Symphony, all the songs that you know.
Really?
From Cruel Intentions, which, you know, here's a secret. I haven't seen it since the late 90s. I remember back in the day, I really liked it.
Oh, I should go see it.
Yeah. Now, I may, like, flinch and say, oh, why did I, on the radio, say that I like this? But I have to, I will admit to you, I enjoyed it.
Well, in my defense, this came out in 1999, and I was between publications then. The one I had written for had gone out of business, and I was freelancing for the Times Union then, and I only got to do music. I couldn't write about movies for them. So I was, you know, I was other directed.
Well, glad that's changed.
Yeah, that's right. Onward and upward, Excelsior.
Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. Always a delight to have you on the program. Thank you very much. Have a great week.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.